Eurovision.
Mr. Rockstein, R.E.A. Cat. Ah, ah, ah! You get this thing away from me!
Again? He's been a problem since the first day. We only took him in because of his special situation, but this is the last straw. Last week, he locks his teacher out of the room. This week, he locks his teacher into the room. And now he's making trouble again. He'll just have to leave the school. There's nothing more we can do. Send him in. I'll take care of this matter once and for all. Young man, have you forgotten something?
I don't think so. I've got my pens, pencils, homework pad, and my pet frog, Fievel.
The door, are ye?
Oh, the door. Oops.
That was the new glass door we installed, are ye?
Well, at least there are still a few pieces left.
You're giving our school a bad name. You realize this is the third time your teacher has had to send you out? Today! We in Littletown pride ourselves in the high-quality education we offer our children here at Littletown Hebrew Day. Why, when my grandfather came to this country almost 100 years ago,
there was no such thing as Hebrew Day school. People mocked him. They said it would never become a reality. But with his sweat and blood, he'll build this
school. All right, all right. I know this story, young man. I told it to you. Your behavior cannot and will not be tolerated any longer. We had an understanding.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Rockstein. It won't happen again.
Oh, I can assure you of that. I'm calling your mother right now, and you're being suspended indefinitely.
Please, Mr. Rockhead, Stein, I have to stay here. There's no other place.
Right now, I can think of a few places I'd like to send you, young man. You've got to learn to control yourself and overpower your Yetzer Hara. Now, what's your phone number?
Please, Mr. Rockface, Stein, please, I don't want to upset my mom.
You should have thought about that before. Now, do I have to look the number up myself, or are you going to...
Oh, all right. 011-861-1813.
Good. It's ringing.
Oui, my dear wife. Phone ring. First time 10 year. I wonder who could be. Ni hai o.
Hello, this is your son's principal.
Oh, fui. Headmaster call. Tell how little Wang do in school. How he doing?
Well, he's fighting with all his teachers.
Oh, martial arts. And how handwriting?
Perfect Chinese.
Oh, very good. Make old man proud.
What? Is this the cat's residence?
No, this Wang residence. Sorry, Wang number.
Well, it sounds like they hung up. Must have dialed wrong. What's your number again, Arye?
381-3281.
Jack's Pet Shop!
Hello, is this the cat's residence?
Cats, dogs, you name it, we got it!
Well, can I please speak to Mrs. Cat?
Hey, Frank! The guy says he wants to speak to Mrs. Cat! Sure, sure! Just one moment! Here she is!
I'm warning you, young man. I want you to give me the right number now, and slowly.
Well, 321 1814.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Mrs. Katz? Hello? 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 Something's wrong here. Something's wrong. What happened to my phone? The phone's dead. My phone's dead.
Should I send the Kohanim out of the building?
Be quiet. Be quiet. That's enough out of you. Why? I'll bet you think this is your lucky break. Wrong. Your luck is running out. I'm driving you home. Oh, no. What is it now?
Mr. Rockstein, Professor Chai here to see you, sir.
Not Chai. Not now. He's the one looking for the student volunteer. Tell him I can't see him till next month.
You told him that last
week. Well, then, tell him I can't see him till next week.
You told him that last week.
Tell him I'm in a meeting.
He'll be happy to wait for you, sir.
He'd best not wait around. I'm expecting some very important long-distance phone calls, and
your phone is dead, sir.
Oh, is it? Well, all right. Why don't you send the professor right in? Not a word out of you, young man. Just stay right where you are. You're not getting out of this one. Good afternoon, Professor Melvin Rockstein.
Good afternoon, Professor Rockstein. Pleased to meet you at last. Chaim Chai's the name.
Wow, Mr. Rockstein. I didn't know you were a professor.
I'm not. What? Oh, yes, Professor. The pleasure is mine.
I trust that you received my letter.
I believe I did, Professor.
The one that contained the donation for the school?
I don't recall anything.
The coupons for paper towels.
Oh, yes, Professor. I passed those on to our stockman. Thank you. Would you like a receipt?
Don't bother. That won't be necessary. It's my donation to your cause. I would have liked to have given more, but I've been putting all my tzedakah towards the zoo. Now, what about my letter?
I hate to be so blunt about it, Professor, but your request is outrageous. How can I ask any of our Talmidim to leave school in order to travel around the world with you collecting animals for a Torah zoo?
Think of the cause! Klal Yisrael needs something like this. For all too long, our children have been taught about the wonders of creation by men who deny the divine hand in nature. It's high time we established a zoo which will teach the greatness of Hashem's creations, as they are explained in the Torah. A Torah zoo! I'm even willing to pay someone.
How much?
Well, just zoo soira, about 50 cents a day.
50 cents a day? A zoo for Tyra, a zoo soira?
Like I said, just zoo soira.
Sounds like it's for the birds.
Yes, and he'd be responsible for the other animals, too.
I'd really love to help you, Professor. Let me think it over and I'll get back.
Sorry, I've no time. I'll just turn to another day school. I'm sure they'd love the publicity. Imagine the excitement when people hear that I've taken a student to accompany me on my journey to Africa.
Africa?
Africa?
Yes, Africa!
Huh, is this guy for real?
Africa. Yes, Africa!
Africa is a dangerous place. That's why I ask you to send your most reliable student along with me. Now, what'll it be? Do you have someone in mind?
Yes, yes, Africa, Africa, the jungles of Africa, where young men wake up early and start the day on time.
Mr. Rockstein, why are you looking at me like that?
The jungles of Africa, where Derech Eretz and discipline are vital for survival.
Mr. Rockstein?
Yes, Professor, I have just the individual, a perfect choice.
Oh, no, no, no.
Delightful. Now, remember, whomever you choose has got to meet all of the requirements.
Requirements?
Well, naturally. He's got to be trustworthy, responsible, dedicated.
Yes, yes, of course, the requirements. Well, Professor, I can proudly say that Aryeh Katz is all of those things, and a lot more. Though he has only been with the school for a short period of time, Aryeh has already earned himself quite a reputation.
How nice!
Oh, everyone in Little Town is talking about Aryeh's unique approach to classroom learning.
Creative, eh?
Oh, you wouldn't believe.
Are you sure you could afford to send such a student with me? We may be gone for 2 whole weeks, you know.
We'll have to bear the loss. Consider it our donation to your cause. Only 2 weeks, huh?
maybe a bit more, depending on weather conditions.
Now you take your time, Professor. I don't want you to rush things just for the sake of our school. Take all the time you need and then some.
Fantastic! When can I meet this wonder child?
Try right now, Professor. Why, he's the young man sitting right there. Arye? Oh, Arye, why don't you come up from under that chair and shake hands with Professor Chai? You'll have to excuse him, Professor. He's just a little shy.
Edelkite, Gewaltig!
pleased to meet you, Professor.
So, you're excited about going, eh?
Static.
Excited isn't the word. Why? In his own way, Arye volunteered for this mission. Didn't you, Arye?
Yes, I, didn't.
Now, I hope this trip will be a learning experience for Arye if he returns and continues to... Name, I'm sure that we can find some more trips to send him on. What do you think, Professor?
Nothing like positive reinforcement. I am planning an expedition in the Antarctic.
Good. That would be fine. Well, Arye, what do you say?
I owe you for this, Mr. Roxby.
Don't be silly. It's my way of rewarding you for everything you've done here.
I'll bet it is.
Ah, it's so nice to see such warm feelings between student and principal. I'm so glad it's worked out this way. I don't know how to thank you, Mr. Rockstein. I'll remember this day for the rest of my life.
I'm sure you will, Professor.
Splendid, then. Arye, here's a list of what you'll need. We fly tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, Professor. Isn't there any way you can still leave tonight?
That's not what I meant.
Arye, here's my address. Be at my doorstep, 9 o'clock sharp. Our flight's at 12, but I need help packing the lion container into its box.
Lion container?
Lion container?
Oh, did I forget to mention? The animal I'm intent on catching in Africa is a lion.
Lion?
Yes, of course, a lion! What would a Toiro zoo be without a lion? Chazal compare lions to tzaddikim and talmidei chachomim. Many chachomim are even referred to as lions. Ari shemachavuro, ari ben ari, ein meishivin eswari la'achar miso, ari oile mi bovel, so on and so forth. Why, the Nevi'im have compared a roaring lion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Everywhere you look, there are lions. Lions on the Bima, lions on the Oran HaKodesh, lions on the Sefer Torah, lions in the Sefer Torah, lions in Tanakh, lions out of Tanakh. Don't you see? All over lions, right? I say, right? Oh dear, Mr. Roxton and the young boy have collapsed. Is there a doctor in the house? I wonder if it was something I said. Listen here, sing along! All animals created have different names, know why? Learn what our Chazal say from Professor Chai. Hashem brought all the animals, two of them are Rishon. The wisdom to give each its name he gave to him alone.
Oh, I need a mod to teach me now. Show me the greatness of the animals.
Come along and learn with me. The Torah's wisdom will help us see. Follow me, Professor High. Follow me, Professor High. We'll begin our adventure with a great big roar, teaching you Torah with surprises in store. Follow me, Professor High. Follow me, Professor High.
That's me.
We'll begin with the lion and we'll go right through until we finish the whole zoo.
Come along, let's love. Follow me, Professor High. Thank you.
wrong with that stewardess, Professor? She acted like she'd never seen a frog before. Wow, I can hardly believe that we're here.
Yes, my boy. Africa, the second largest continent. More than a fifth of the world's total land area. An eighth of the world's population lives here. Africa is home to the world's largest desert, the Sahara, and the world's longest river, the Nile, the river that Paroi worshipped and bathed in. Come along now. Our party is going to meet us at exit 3.
Professor, why did we have to come all the way to Africa to get a lion? Couldn't you just have bought one in the States?
Look under lion in the yellow pages, I suppose?
No, but couldn't you get one from a local zoo?
Well, you see, Arye, we haven't come here for just any old lion. What we're looking for is one specific lion, a regal specimen. The greatness of the lion is such that the Nevi'im even used him in parables to describe Hashem Yisborach. The lion possesses many saintly characteristics. What we want for our Torah zoo is a special lion, Lovey.
I wish you wouldn't call me that.
Call you what?
Lovey, it's kind of embarrassing.
I'm terribly sorry. I think you misunderstood. Lovi is one of the seven Hebrew names for a lion. The lion is called Lovi from the word lev, heart, because his brave heart is the source of his overwhelming strength, and he terrifies the hearts of men with his awesome and fearful roar. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? Asks the Novi Omois.
So, the lion's name Lovey actually describes him.
Oh, yes, quite right. In fact, none of the animals were given names at random. Hashem brought all the animals to Adam HaRishon. Adam named each one according to its unique qualities. For example, he named the horse Sus, because he saw sosoin in it, joy and pride. He named the donkey Chamoir because of its humrius, its earthy qualities.
So, we're looking for a Lovey?
Yes, a true Shachal.
Shachal?
A lion is also called Shachal, from the word shoichel, to slip away, because everyone tries to slip away when the lion appears.
What are the other names for the lion?
Well, there's Gur and Kafir, Laish and Shachatz, and then, of course, Arye.
Yes?
And then, of course, Arye.
Yes, go ahead.
And then, of course, Arye.
Oh, well, of course, I knew that. Everybody knows that. Arye means lion.
A lion is called Arye because of his spiritual qualities. The name Arye is made up of the letters Aleph, Resh, Yud, He. The Aleph, Yud, He stand for Hashem's name Ekyeh. The Resh stands for the Ruach, the spirit within him, thus the name Arye. And Arye symbolizes fear and might. When rearranged, the letters of his name also spell Yirah,
fear.
The numerical value of the letters Arye is 216, the same gematria as the letters which make up the word Gevura, might.
Amazing. There's so much to learn.
L'chol tichla ro'isi keitz, rachava mitzvascha me'oid. Everything has an end, but the wisdom of Torah is endless. Well, here's exit 3. He should be here in a moment.
Whom are we supposed to meet, Professor? Where are we going?
Patience, my boy, patience! Toi verech apayim mikiboyin! A patient man excels over a hero, Mishle 16. Ah, that may be him now. Yes, here he is!
Welcome to Africa, Professor Chai, I presume.
Yes, yes!
I am Dr. Benny Chom. I head the Ethiopian Wildlife Preserve. We have spoken many times on the phone. It is indeed a pleasure to meet you in person.
The pleasure is mine, Doctor! I consider it an honor to meet the man responsible for the well-being of Ethiopian wildlife.
And who is your young friend?
His name is Arye Katz. He's a valedictorian from a school back home. Arye, are you all right? You seem to be choking on your tongue. He's here to help me with my work, Dr. Hull.
Nice to meet you, boy. You remember, Professor, that when I answered your ad in Zoology Today, I stressed that time is of the essence. That holds true even more so now.
Very well, then. Let us not tarry with lengthy introductions.
Yes, of course. The lion you are looking for lives with his pride in East Africa.
What is he? A Balgaiva?
No, Arye. A group of lions is called a pride.
Then what's a lion's club?
Irrelevant. Please go on, Doctor.
As I was saying, this lion lives near the Blue Nile River in Ethiopia. Residents there know him as Yule Kifalme Mosha, the royal one. He is by far the most beautiful lion in all of Africa. There is no mistaking his awe-inspiring poise. His huge body stands boldly with both head and tail held high as he roars in the dark night.
Yes, yes! Arye, like the member of Chazal, have a zonov la arroyois v'altihiroish la shualim. Better to be the tail of a lion than the head of a fox, for the lion uplifts even its tail, while the fox, a lowly creature, buries even his head cunningly.
Why does the lion pick up his tail?
Because the lion, who symbolizes the tzaddik, is aware that even seemingly little things are of great importance. Be it a small mitzvah or a simple person, the tzaddik appreciates them all. Arye, each and every mitzvah you do makes a difference. Your mitzvah helps all of Klal Yisrael and brings Moshiach closer. Young man, you're very important. That's what Torah teaches us.
Professor, for the first time in my life, I realize how meaningful my actions are. How lucky we are to have a Torah.
Very interesting, Torah. Does it say anything about me?
Yes, you're in there too, Dr. Cham. Now, go on. Where were we?
Though the natives fear him exceedingly, they have come to greatly respect the lion. They resent the presence of trappers in the area, and the many who have attempted his capture have all failed miserably.
If no one else can capture him, what's our rush?
The evil Mexican animal poacher Pancho Veneno has heard about Yule Kifalme Mosha. His men are days away from capturing the lion. If they catch Yule, they will surely use him for cruel or illegal purposes. So much of our precious Ethiopian wildlife has already mysteriously disappeared. We don't want Yule to meet the same end. I've been counting on you, Professor. Your record speaks for itself. You are the only man who can capture the lion and bring him to a zoo where he will be safe from harm.
Pancho Veneno, eh? It's been years since Pancho and I have crossed paths.
You know him, Professor?
Yes, I do.
Will you go through with it, Professor? You're my last hope.
What do you say, Arye? Do you think we can do it?
We can sure try.
Well then, what are we waiting for? Let's get moving.
Very good, Professor. I'm delighted to have you on our team. I've brought you a gift.
Oh, you really shouldn't have.
Please accept this watch as a small token of my appreciation for your efforts on behalf of wildlife. Its many features and dials will help guide you in the jungle.
Wow, Professor. Neat.
I thank you. It's enough to make a grown man cry.
My jaguar is outside. I'll bring it around front and lead you to the heliport, where you will fly by chopper to the area marked here on this map. From then on, you're on your own.
Thank you very much, Dr. Khom. You have been a great help to us.
Good luck, Professor.
Nice man, isn't he, to go to all this trouble for us? Professor?
Yule Kefalme Moja, the royal one.
Moja? What language is this? Hungarian?
Swahili, actually. Why? Do you speak Hungarian?
Nah, nem egzot.
Not one word, eh?
Tell me, Professor, how do you know this Pancho Veneno?
Well, that's quite a story. Let's save it for another time. Look out the window and keep your eyes open for the doctor and his jaguar.
Don't see anything yet. I'd recognize it in a moment. My uncle's got a jaguar.
Really? A jaguar? In the States? That's odd. What does he feed it?
Regular.
Perhaps he'd like to donate it to the zoo.
I don't think so. It's pretty expensive and very big.
Jaguars come as large as 8.5 feet long. How big is his?
I think it's a four door.
There's the jaguar. Let's go.
Where? I don't see anything. Did he honk?
Geese honk, not jaguars.
My uncle honks his jaguar.
Oh dear, that must be painful.
For my uncle?
Oh, for his jaguar.
Come on, Professor. Cars can't have pain. They're not alive.
Just one moment. Do you see that large feline mammal over there with the tawny spotted coat?
The what?
The big cat over there with the dotted light brown fur?
Yes?
That's a jaguar. It's a sure-footed, quick-running member of the cat family. It's not a car, but rather carnivorous. Not herbivorous, nor omnivorous.
Don't be nivorous, Professor. Everything will work out all right.
Oh, I'm beginning to wonder. Well,
let's go!
Doing mitzvahs every day. Do a mitzvah. Do a mitzvah. Mitzvah makes a malach in the world. Mitzvah muscles make your body strong in the world forever long.
I am Hava.
Do a mitzvah. Do a mitzvah.
Your mitzvahs are like money in the bank. When you leave this world, they'll accompany you
to Olam Haba, the world that's true.
Do a mitzvah. Do a mitzvah. A mitzvah is the best thing you can do. Everything in this world fades away, but a mitzvah always stays.
Do a mitzvah.
Do a mitzvah.
Do a mitzvah.
Yes, a mitzvah.
Every mitzvah makes a malach in the world.
In the world.
Mitzvahs build your muscles, make your body strong in the world forever long.
Olam haba.
Do a mitzvah.
Come along, children.
Do a mitzvah.
Don't be shy.
A mitzvah is the best thing you can do. When you leave this world, they'll accompany you to Olam Haba, the world that's true.
The world that's true.
Do a mitzvah.
Do a mitzvah.
Do a mitzvah.
Yes, a mitzvah.
A mitzvah is the best thing you can do.
You can do.
Do a mitzvah.
Do a mitzvah.
Do a mitzvah.
Yes, a mitzvah.
A mitzvah is the best.
Cheerio!
Cheerio!